Alright, so you just came from fishing?
Yeah, just under the Dames Point Bridge, fishing under there.
How was that?
The breeze was nice. I didn't catch anything. Today sucked for me, fishing-wise. I just lost rigs.
Were you on a boat, or where were you?
No, they have a park. Not really, I mean, park as in, like, a little memorial area, but you just go in there, you can park, and there's bathroom station, there's tables, there's seats, and then there's a little pier. Pretty nice underneath there, but yeah, I didn't catch anything.
Did you even get a bite?
I had a crab holding onto my shrimp, so, like, that might have been the only thing, but, like, I didn't have a net or anything to scoop it up.
Did you just hear my Xbox start up in the background?
Was that the Xbox?
Yeah. It's the Forza edition, so it makes like a race car sound when it starts up.
That's pretty sweet.
Why
did it start up?
I think it's because like I installed a new game and it does like auto updates and it has to be on for the update. And it
gamers,
freaks me out. Like,
Xbox.
I'll just be sitting here doing work and it'll just start up. And it freaks me out. And, you know, no ghosts, but whatever.
Well, allegedly.
Yeah. Wouldn't know, but here.
There's a hospital, like ancient hospital right across the street. So, I mean, there could be dead souls.
Well, I don't want to think about that. That's a nice hospital.
But yeah, Mike
episode 92. Episode 92. Skylar and I have been talking. Mike is engrossed in something else. You want to share with the class, Mike?
I mean, it's related to a segment we have later today.
Oh, okay.
Not later today, as if we're recording for 10 hours, but later this show.
Right, right.
Stay around for hour number four and... That's what
like
we call
a telethon or
sneak peek. What is that, tease when they go to a commercial or something? They want to.
Yeah.
Whatever. But
so episode 92, I was sitting here thinking earlier of a number 92.
Isn't there like Rob Meyer?
Rob Meyer's the only one I could think of. Can you guys think of another 92?
Who'd you say?
Our boy Rob Meyer.
That's who I was. The only one I could think of.
Murray State.
That's
Austin
in Kentucky.
Lane.
Oh, local UFC.
Well, I just sat behind him.
Yep. Ziggy Hood, also wore it in 2014.
Who?
Dang, don't do Ziggy like that. I remember him.
Bro, he was awful. I remember we signed him from Pittsburgh.
Dude, everyone on the Jaguars has been awful.
Yeah,
that's true.
Touche. Well,
don't be mad at these players for trying to help us out. Yeah, I mean, the only player that you could talk trash is probably Aaron Ross. Because he...
I can name multiple
players. Well, yeah. We know you could talk trash all day.
Clavon Chaisson?
Taven Bryan? He was drafted. My point is Aaron Ross was a free agent.
Signed here, and he said,
you know, it's a paid vacation.
He's out of the league, right?
Yeah. The only thing that was cool about him was his wife, Sonya Richard Ross.
The Olympian
coming to town and racing Jackson and all that.
That was pretty cool. Well, we've got a good show. We're going to talk some Jags, of course. We, of course, have some college football. I say, of course, as if we've been talking about that lately. But week zero is here, and we're going to do some schedule predictions. And then, of course, we'll wrap things up with a little local update and a little game. So let's jump right into the Jaguars. So we have been bit by the injury bug. It's not been good so far. We have seen our boy. Dang it. I just had it up here.
Well, I've got a few injury updates if you want me to share them.
Well, I've got the Anton Harrison, shoulder. Chandler Brewer, concussion protocol. Cooper Hodges, patella. Daryl Williams, shoulder. And Josh Wells, groin.
And then we got Devon Hamilton with non-football-related injury.
Correct. Non-football-related back, right?
Yeah, back injury, which that's the one I'm most concerned about because a back is not really something you want to mess with, whether or not you're a football player. So
especially interior defensive line.
Well, I mean, I don't care about football player or not. Like a back injury is not easy to deal with, especially if it's not related to physical activity. Like something's wrong with him, and hopefully he does recover quickly. Just because back pain or back issues are never fun to deal with.
As of yesterday, Doug Peterson said he got a text message saying that he is quote doing much better and feeling better, so he's definitely on the road to recovery. I mean, he just signed a 3-year contract extension with $23 million guaranteed this spring. I'd hate for him to, you know, even think about missing the season. Hopefully, it's just a a minor setback and he gets better soon. But with that...
And also, I don't know if you weren't go ahead. We also Foley Fotokasi in a boot and Antonio Johnson will also miss some time. Both of those players will not play on Saturday. So I am hoping this defensive line, man, is a big concern for me going into the season.
Well, and that was my question. Are you guys concerned with the injury bug that we've got so far? And Mike, go ahead, since you already
defensive
started.
Line, yeah. I mean, we've been saying since I can remember, since probably 2017, we've had no pass rush. We still don't have a pass rush. We will not have a pass rush going into the season unless Josh Allen and Trayvon Walker take immense strides forward. Specifically Josh Allen. This is his make or break year. It's a contract year. It's time to show up or go somewhere else. So I'm really concerned about the D-line and also the lack of depth behind it because we mentioned just now Caleb Von Chason. He probably, as much as I hate to say it, he might make the team because of the lack of depth on this team.
Ugh.
So, like, I think he should be cut, but just due to lack of depth and lack of pressure, we might have to keep him.
Well, did you see that very first play where he came off the edge and missed the tackle?
Yes, missed the sack, and then Yazir Abdullah is the one who finished the sack. So, yeah. Abdullah will be a very...
He gave him a high five, I think, but...
What? Yazir Abdullah will be a big factor for our defensive line, but I think it's a lot to ask of a rookie, especially a fifth-round pick. So, yeah.
I think we... I mean, obviously, we don't have, like, a ton of people coming off the edge, but I think the edge is less of a concern than the interior because, like you mentioned, Foley is in a boot, and then we got Devon Hamilton with non-football-related injury. So, it's like we're going to have to rely on Roy Robertson Harrison again, and well, I'm not really sure who else we can rely on in that situation, but they're going to have to figure something out. Hope everyone gets back, I guess, but because they're really banking on Foley being the guy that they sign, and he had, you know, injuries last year too.
He was in a boot, quote, for precautionary reasons, but should be out of the boot this week and is being held out of the final preseason game as a result of this injury. So he should be good. Do we feel like the O-line is okay?
I mean, O-line is just
It's never... better than the D-line, though. I mean,
what's better than shit? Like, chicken
a
shit?
Solid
like...
shit.
Like, it's just not. Offensive line is getting attacked with is getting impact with injuries and or suspension. Cam Robinson played like dog crap on Saturday.
Yeah.
I saw him get bull rushed and he fell right down to his knee. I'm like, okay, this is a problem. And that's why he's with the backups because he's got to get some experience. He's got to get some playing time. He can't go 2 months without playing football.
Nope.
Especially that big boy.
And
but,
then miss another month.
Yeah. So, man, offensive line. It's not going to be elite, but it'll hopefully just get the job done. And then hopefully when Cam comes back, because Cam will be the starter, I think, in week 5, barring a insane performance by Anton Harrison and Walker Little at the tackle positions, I think Cam Robinson comes back.
Well, I think Scherf's such a liability that they probably would prefer to put Walker in that spot and then put Cam on the tackle spot.
Scherf liability?
Yeah. There's like, you know, that's why I think they're experimenting with Cam at left tackle and then they put Walker at left guard this past week.
You mean Barch?
No, I'm talking about Brandon Scherf.
Like Scherf plays right guard.
Well, didn't they have him at left guard last year?
Not that I recall.
But, I don't know. I know Walker Little did play left guard against the Lions, and he had some nice little flashes, but I haven't heard anything about Scherf being a liability.
That's what I've just been seeing like from just reaction and stuff, and then I also heard Tony Boselli talking about it like before the game. Now they want to probably put Walker at left guard and then put Cam at left tackle.
Well, that's fine. That's because the left guard is a liability. Barch can't stay healthy. Shatley also can't stay healthy. So that's probably why. I don't think Scherf, I remember, is a right guard. So I'm not, when you said Scherf, that threw me off because I don't think Scherf was.
I'm just thinking, maybe I'm thinking backwards then, yeah.
Because Scherf, I know, is
a right.
I think
so, because I'm like looking through his like tweets and stuff like that where people have talked about him and I haven't seen anything bad about him.
Well, it's just like right before the game, I was listening to the radio and Tony Boselli was talking about it just briefly. So, I mean, yeah. I mean.
I'm glad he's in the hall, but I don't always love his takes.
That's because he's all team friendly. He's always been team friendly. Even when the Jaguars are 1-15.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. I was just scrolling through the tweets there. Yeah, I couldn't find anything else. So
no, it was on the broadcast before the. I don't know if he ever tweeted anything, but
oh, I mean, you know, some people tweet everything that people say, but so do we feel like we're okay with the starters coming in against the Dolphins here on Saturday?
Whatever. Yeah, Saturday. Whatever.
I guess that's how the preseason works now.
Well, every team is different. I've noticed. Yeah. I've seen some teams play their starters in week two of the preseason.
Yeah, because Mahomes played.
Yeah,
Jordan Love played.
So, yeah, I don't. Every team's different. Everyone trying to figure it out right now because I think this is the first time they did three preseason games, or did they do it last year as well? I can't remember. But yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I probably won't be watching much of the game this weekend because I'm going out of town. But yeah, I don't care. Just get me to August, or I'm sorry, get me to September 10th.
I also will be out of town, going to Tennessee for a long drive.
Dang. I'll be out of town the following weekend, but
same.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, moving on then. The next thing I had, is there anything else that you want to see from this team? I think we already touched on that with the O-line, but is there anything else that you need to see in this final preseason game to be like, all right, that's settled, or I feel better about that?
I guess pass rush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a broken record. I want to see Tank Bigsby get more carries, personally. I think he's going to be –
mine, but I'm glad. I'm glad you said that.
I low-key think he might be the starter by the end of the year.
Oh, really?
I don't know
is
why.
Is that your hot take?
Do you want to put that in the book?
You can put it in the book, but
you got to give me a week, though.
I don't want to say that because I don't want to say because of injury. I think he might out – I'm not going to put it in the book, but I do think that Bigsby could be a very good contributor for the Jacksonville Jaguars this upcoming season.
Okay.
So not a starter.
I don't know. I mean, if it, injury, obviously he's a starter, but like I think he's going to be a very big factor in this offense.
Carlos Williams.
What if I told you
For Florida State? Not even Carlos Williams, more like Devontae and what's the other running back? Oh, James Wilder.
Yeah.
Like it could be a two-headed monster.
You know, I'd be confident to say Etienne would be top 5 in rushing yards.
That's countering my take.
Yeah, exactly.
Right there.
Exactly.
Is that something I put in the book?
Well, I mean, he's not putting it out. You could put it in the book for me if you want. I have other hot takes too, like
Well, don't blurt them all out. I have to write these, and I'm not the fastest writer in the world.
Yeah, I don't think he's top 5 in my opinion, but
okay, wait, hang on. Mm-hmm. Top 5 in the league in rushing yards?
Yes.
Wow.
By the end of the year, like end of the year stats. Okay. Yeah.
Why do you say that? I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, he's very explosive, I think. There's going to be a lot of space on the field. We have so many weapons. I think everyone's going to be top in the league pretty much on our offense. So I just think the ball is going to go around, and maybe like obviously the backup positions aren't going to have the numbers, but Ingram's going to have great numbers. I think the receivers are going to be well balanced, and I think ETN will just take advantage of that and be more explosive in the open field and take advantage of that.
I don't think so. I don't see that happening at all.
No.
That's fair.
Well,
that's
what do you think is going to happen with the offense?
That's why it's a hot take. You know,
I mean, you're not wrong, but I don't see ETN doing a top 5 running back, putting up top 5 rushing numbers. I mean,
Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing last year.
Josh Jacobs is much better, better in terms of as a runner. He's a bigger guy.
Yeah.
He can take the hits. I'm scared of ETN's taking those hits.
I think ETN's tougher than people give him credit for. He's obviously not as big as Tank, but I think he's more physical than people give him credit for. But I also, like I said, there's going to be more space on the field this year, so he probably won't need to take as many hits.
I don't know. I'm just.
What about D'Ernest Johnson?
Third down back.
Yeah.
More goal line. Actually, the goal line will be Bigsby.
Yeah, I don't think ETN will have a ton of touchdowns, but
rushing
yards.
Yeah, I think Bigsby will get more touchdowns than ETN. Yeah. I think Bigsby will get more.
Yeah, I could see Bigsby put in those goal line situations, or
I think ETN will have
red zone. I should say.
I mean, Jamal Williams for the Lions led the league in touchdowns last year, if I'm not wrong. But
you're not wrong. Yeah.
So, like, I think ETN probably would have a similar year, but just rushing yard wise.
Well, I got a game to play with you guys. Actually, that just gave me a segment idea.
Segment
for the future or for right now?
Probably right now. Today. Before we transition away from NFL.
Okay.
Well, are we gonna do more hot takes, or are we gonna wait a little bit?
We can wait. We can wait a little bit on that. We can save it for the end or something like that. You don't want to get them all out now. I mean, you got to space them out between episodes. What do you got, Mike? What do you got?
All right. I have a game. I mean, this is a very popular game. New faces in new places.
Okay.
Are we guessing who's who?
No, you're going to guess what team they went to, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, jeez, I'm going to stink at this. I'm not going to
The Jets for Aaron Rodgers?
No, I'm not going with that.
I know that one.
All right, first up, this is when you just said Jamal Williams, I'm like, let's just bring this up. Let's just see how long we can do this for. Let's go with Jamal Williams. Start it off.
The Saints.
Dang. Did you know that, Keith?
Yeah, I did know that one.
All right. I'm going to go one by one. Let's go. So Skylar answered the first one. Let's go to Keith. Where did Andy Dalton go?
Who cares?
No, what team did he play from last year to this year? Let's see if you can name one of them.
Wait, did he go to Baltimore?
No.
Damn, I don't know then.
He went from, okay, Skylar.
Chance to steal.
Go for it. You're going to win.
Oh, geez. Was he in Vegas?
Nope. Oh. He was in New Orleans.
Ah, well, okay.
Where did he go? It just took a guess. You both said incorrect teams.
San Francisco.
Nope.
No.
No. That's,
final guess, Skyler.
That's Darnold, Vance, and
Purdy. Final guess, Skyler.
NFC, AFC. Can I get a hint?
No.
No. Okay.
Seattle? I don't know.
Let's just go throw Giants out there.
Nope. Panthers. Oh. All right. Now, where did Mike White go
that's
to?
That's right. They're all the redheads there. It's a bunch of redheads. Mike
in
White.
Wait, hang on. Carolina?
Carolina.
No.
Who's the other redhead?
They have Bryce Young.
Well,
definitely redhead.
They had what's-his-face from the Jets.
Darnold?
Sam Darnold, yeah.
Well, he went from the Panthers to the Niners.
Yeah,
but he was the redhead. They had to replace him. What I meant.
He's
to
like
say.
A pawn. All
right. Mike White went from the New York Jets to where?
Dolphins.
Correct.
Nice.
Devin Singletary went from the Bills to...
Mike White's actually probably going to get a lot of playing time. Tua getting hurt. No offense, Tua, but it's just...
Let's hope he
focus. Devin Singletary, Bills to.
No clue. What do you got?
Pittsburgh?
Nope. Think division.
Dallas.
Nope. Division rival.
Oh. Texas. Texans.
Correct.
Texans.
Oh, our division rival.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was thinking.
Miles Sanders went from the Eagles to. God, this shows you guys don't play fantasy football, so this is great. This is great. Wow.
Golden State.
Miles Sanders.
This is great, and I hope our listeners are enjoying this because this is actually going to be really
fun.
When I play fantasy,
same division,
I draft all Jaguars players. So I mean,
and same Atlanta. same division as Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
Oh, because New Orleans.
No, nope. Yeah. Wow, you guys,
Panthers.
All three teams as Panthers.
Golly.
All right, let's go with receiver.
I don't care about Miles Sanders.
Where did Juju Smith-Schuster go to after Kansas City?
I feel like I know this.
This is so great.
It's not Chicago, is it? No. Gosh, I feel like I know
this.
Is
it in that division?
No.
Though?
Is it Vegas?
No. It is the New England Patriots.
Oh. All
right.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Now, where did Allen Robinson go? He went from the
Los
Angeles Rams to what team?
He was traded somewhere.
Does this team have a quarterback? New York Giants.
No.
Darn.
Is it? Gosh. AFC, NFC.
AFC.
Is it Vegas?
No. Pittsburgh.
How many times are you going to guess Vegas?
It's an odds thing.
Two more.
Two more? All right. I'm going to go. Let's go defense.
They got
tight end. All right. Darren Waller.
Oh, he's a Giant.
Okay. Because some people did not realize that until last week.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to throw that one out. Hayden Hurst, local legend. Local legend, but he's from Bulls.
He went from Atlanta to Baltimore, right? And now he's somewhere else.
Well, now he played at Cincinnati last year.
Okay.
Where did he go where is he now this year?
Seattle.
No. Why do you keep guessing Seattle?
I don't know. It's just fun.
Vegas.
They went to Vegas, I'd be mad.
Let's go Miami Dolphins.
Nope. Austin Hooper. Hayden Hurst went to the Carolina Panthers.
That's the third Panther that we haven't guessed.
All right.
How much we care about the Panthers.
Guess what? They have Adam Thielen, too, from the Minnesota Vikings.
Let's go a little corner action. This one, you might get this.
Wait, this
Patrick
one you're
Peterson.
Not get.
Where did Patrick Peterson play? He played last year with Minnesota.
Yep.
Where is he at this year?
I didn't know he left Minnesota.
I think this is hilarious.
Is it Cleveland?
No. Pittsburgh.
I knew it was like.
Let me guess. You just skipped me. That time.
Sorry. You're not gonna get
it. I was
it.
Gonna say Seattle.
Yeah.
I was close though.
All right, well, this is the last one.
Last one.
DJ Moore. He went from Carolina to.
Is it a team I've stated?
Yes.
Vegas.
No.
The Panthers.
Oh, give me the Browns.
No.
Dang.
Skyler.
Buccaneers.
Nope. Chicago Bears. And that concludes New Faces and New Places. And as you see, remember? Keith and Skyler both failed this test.
He's the one who caught that game-winning pass over the Falcons, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Well,
in the preseason, though, he had that screen pass that he took.
Oh, yeah.
Away.
Yeah, the one where people were freaking out about.
Because Justin Fields had 200 yards on two
passes. Well, if you guys want.
Three passes behind the line of scrimmage, yes.
I hope you all enjoyed that game because Skyler and Keith failed miserably at this game. They don't play fantasy football. Okay. They don't play fantasy football, so they don't understand how.
Listen, as soon as you said DJ Moore, I listed a play.
I just forgot about DJ Moore, to be honest. But again, he's fallen into oblivion going to Chicago.
I do too much recreational activities. Okay.
Hey, you want to go to college football now? Can we get away from the NFL now?
Yes.
New faces in college football. The transfer portal.
No.
Or we can do new locations in terms of conference.
Oh,
because
yeah.
Holy
no,
crap.
I'm not doing that. We're doing week zero. Can we do week zero? Oh, my gosh. My mic almost just fell down.
Yes, week zero. I'm excited for college football. This is now.
Do y'all play
every
week
Saturday?
Zero?
No, we do not. Every Saturday until February, there's college football.
August 26th, well, January, this but. Saturday, the first game at 2:30 p.m., Navy at, and I put air quotes around that, Notre Dame, because that's going to be played in Dublin.
Mm. Isn't that where Notre Dame lost to Northwestern last year?
No.
Or was that 2 years ago?
Northwestern beat someone last year. I forgot who it was, but it was not Notre Dame.
Oh, okay.
Was it BYU or something? I don't know.
It was in Ireland, though.
Yeah.
Northwestern, I think, played Nebraska.
Oh, that sounds
right.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Nebraska started like 0-2.
Yeah. Well, that's the first game. You got one at 5:30. You got games at 7, 7:30, 8, 9 p.m. Nothing of real big notoriety. I mean, USC is the sixth-ranked team in the nation. They play San Jose State at 8 p.m. But
in-state
that
rival.
Just means football is back. And with that,
thank God.
I don't think we've done this yet. I want to talk a little schedule. A little give me your predictions for each team, kind of.
Let me pull up the Gators schedule.
Absolutely. I'm going to talk a little bit about the Gators before we jump into them. So, we all know the golden era of Florida football was from 90 to 2010, probably. In that 21-year span, they won 3 national championships with 11 bowl victories. They averaged 10 wins a season. Since then, they've had double-digit wins in just 4 instances in 12 seasons. They've also had 4 sub-500 seasons. For context, they had had 4 sub-500 seasons from 1961 to 2012. So it's safe to say that things have been a little rough since the guy that we will not name,
speaking of which,
has left.
I'm excited to see the Swamp Kings documentary tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
My friends are
or today, I guess,
to make
when the report gets posted.
Nice. So the Gators finished 6-7 last season. This year, what do you think, Skyler? Do you want me to go game by game, or do you want to just go down yourself? It's either or.
We can go game by game. It doesn't matter to me.
All right, we'll kind of keep it going a little bit, unless you have like an incredible note that you want to add. But I would like to just get through this, okay?
Yeah, no, you're good. Yeah.
And not trying to rush you. I'm just saying, like, you know.
But do y'all remember the quarterback for Utah? I'm just trying to figure it out.
Utah Cam Rising.
Yeah. Okay. Because, yeah, I remember.
He's hurt right now. They don't know if he's going to play or not.
That's because that's the big one. First game at Utah. Yep.
At number 14, Utah, 8 p.m. on ESPN.
We managed to win last year at the Swamp with the incredible interception. They don't have as many tight ends, you know, there anymore. They had that other guy that was really good.
Dalton Kincaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, so I'm going to give them a loss anyways. Gators lose.
I was going to say, it's not like you're giving them a win, but then a loss comes out of your mouth.
So the Gators lose that game.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree. 0-1.
McNeese.
Win.
Yeah. I
if you lose to McNeese, I'm never going to let that go. Just like how Florida fans don't let Florida State losing to Jacksonville State.
Well, we get it from Georgia Southern still. You know.
True.
Yeah.
True. Versus at home against number 12 Tennessee on ESPN?
Lose.
The Charlotte Niners, or Charlotte 49ers, win. I should say, 7 p.m. on ESPN Plus or SEC. What?
We're going to win that one.
All right, so you're sitting at 2-2, and you travel to Kentucky.
Lose.
Okay. I appreciate this. Versus Vanderbilt.
Win. We lost to them last year, for sure.
Yeah. At South Carolina.
Lose.
Georgia.
Lose. Carson Beck, Jacksonville product.
Yeah. Mandarin, right?
Yeah, I met his parents. They came into Coastal once, and they bragged about him all day, which, I mean, who wouldn't?
I mean, if your son's the starting quarterback of defending national champion.
Two times.
Exactly, and potentially about to be a three-time champion. Yeah, I'd do the same.
Yeah.
Arkansas.
Lose.
What's the record right now that you have for
Scott? 3-6.
Oh, will they make a bowl? We'll find out.
At LSU.
Lose.
At number 5 LSU, I should say, just because.
Not for long.
At Missouri.
Yeah, let's give them a win.
And versus Florida State.
Win.
Oh, please.
Whatever. We'll let them have that.
I will not let them have that.
That's 5-7. Well, we're not going to actually let them have it, but we'll let him say it. 5-7.
Yeah, no.
What do y'all think about that record? Y'all agree? You think we're better than that?
No.
Okay. So,
well,
I think 5 is.
I mean, I'll tell you this: Vegas has you guys at 5.5 over under win total. So,
I'm right there.
So you're at the under.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to come down to Vanderbilt, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kentucky.
It's literally going to come down to Kentucky, Vanderbilt, South Carolina. Those three games are going to be determined.
Yeah. I feel like when we did this last year, you had a lot of swing games, and I feel like this year. You seemed a little more cut and dry with some of those, so it's going to be an interesting season. Do you think, right now, Napier gets fired if they go with your record? They win 5 games.
I don't think they will fire him. Like
4 just games?
No, I don't think they'll fire him this year, like even no matter how poor he does. Like it'd have to be like really, really drastic. Like, but I think people were just so tired of how they – were dealt with Mullen and all this, and I think they want to be patient with Napier because he's different. I don't know. From what I'm understanding, they want to be patient with him and just let his recruits come in next year and they see what happens next year with his recruits.
Thank you for saying that, because I agree. I think that a lot of times, I mean, we've talked about this with Norvell and stuff. You know, people were very quick to jump on him when things weren't looking good immediately. And you got to wait for his own guys to come in. And Mertz, is that the?
Graham Mertz, yeah.
Graham Mertz. The transfer from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
New faces.
Yeah, Montrell Johnson, Trevor Etienne again, you know. They could do something with their offense.
Honestly, our running game, I think, will be really good. I think we'll have, a really good running game. But
I think the defense is what might hurt you. It's been the Achilles heel for a little while now.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we're not going to have a passing game either. Like, it's going to be dump offs and whatever's given to us. They're not going to be moving it, pushing it down the field with the passing game. It's going to be a lot of running. So,
right.
But, I mean, running game's really good in college. Like, that's, you can do a lot of damage. So, you can wear defenses out, obviously. And, you know, we do have Parasol. He's a decent receiver. So, like, he is someone that if it came down to a situation where we need to, like, try something desperate.
I hated him in that game.
I was just thinking that.
That game, like, I just see him torching our defense in the post-Thanksgiving matchup. I'm like, oh my goodness, stop this kid.
That was bad. All right, so just in case you guys didn't hear me earlier, but Florida plays at Utah, 8 p.m. on ESPN, Thursday, August 31st. We'll probably get another one in before that, but I just wanted to at least say that. Flipping over to the ACC and Florida State, one of the few remaining teams left.
Hopefully for a few more years in the ACC.
Yeah. Florida State starts their regular season on Sunday, September 3rd. And what is it called? What's the stadium called in Orlando?
Camping World Stadium. No, in Orlando, not New Orleans.
I said Orlando.
I thought you were going to say New Orleans. No. Oh. Yeah, Camping World.
Camping World Stadium, 7:30 p.m. on ABC. That is versus number 5 LSU. Mike, go ahead.
Give me that dub.
Ooh.
I'm going with a dub there myself.
I hate LSU. I cannot wait for them.
It's like one thing Gator fans and FSU fans have in common.
Yeah.
Their fans are just
we don't throw shoes.
Yeah.
Well, I said fans. Fans don't throw shoes either. I know. The players do.
Well, yeah, never mind. I'm thinking something different.
And we don't tackle sharks naked.
What are you thinking of?
I'm thinking of Ole Miss.
George Bush getting a shoe thrown at him?
I'm thinking of Ole Miss fans or someone against playing Ole Miss. They're throwing mustard bottles at Lane Kiffin.
Oh, that's Tennessee, I think.
Was it Tennessee? Yeah, I remember it was an SEC school. Tennessee this is a few years ago.
Was there significance behind it?
Well, I mean, it was Ole Miss against Tennessee, and they were just throwing stuff on the field.
Oh, I thought like mustard had like a meaning.
No, they were throwing mustard bottles.
Like, oh, you put ketchup on your hot dog.
I think Lane Kiffin caught a golf ball from one of the fans. I don't know. They were just throwing objects on the field.
Well, you said Miss. We're going to play Southern Miss, old Brett Favre's alma mater.
And was Frank Gore Jr. still there? Or did he?
Probably not. I don't know. win. Yeah.
Yeah. Easy. That's just not. We're not going to worry about that.
Don't worry about that. At Boston College on ABC at noon.
Win.
Are you guys going 11-1?
We'll see. At number 9, Clemson.
Win.
Oh.
I give us a
They're
loss.
They're going undefeated.
Uh-oh. I am very confident in this team.
I give us a loss just because, I don't know, something happens. Something stupid happens. Versus Virginia Tech.
Win.
I do too. Versus Syracuse.
Win by 25 plus.
Versus Duke.
Win.
And if I'm not saying anything, that means I'm agreeing with them. At Wake Forest.
Win.
Yep. At Pitt.
Win.
Versus Miami.
Win by 50.
I don't agree with the win by 50, but I do agree with the win.
You know Florida State's right now favored by 2 touchdowns against them? Right now, against Miami. That just shows how big of a joke Miami is. Cannot wait to whoop that ass in November.
This man's aggressive. We haven't even seen the first kickoff yet. This man's ready to
Oh, I don't care. We are going to smack Miami.
It's college football season.
I cannot wait. I hate Miami.
Man, oh man.
Did you see the rumor that Miami fans came up with yesterday?
What?
They said that the a random Delaware farmer is the one filling up the NIL funds for Florida State. I think that's absolutely hilarious.
Okay, that's very strange.
Yeah, Miami. We just live rent-free in their heads.
Let's finish this up, shall we? Versus North Alabama and at Florida.
Our backups will win that game.
Both games?
Both games.
Against who? South Alabama?
And Florida.
Not the backups. But the starters will be playing.
Okay.
And they will win against Florida.
In case you didn't, you couldn't tell at home, yeah, Mike predicted us to go undefeated.
I am predicting a college football playoff appearance for the Noles this year.
What about championship?
Depends on the matchup. I can't say. So if we play Georgia, I'm scared to death.
Right in the book, undefeated college football playoff.
I mean, that's, yeah. I mean, even if they, I'll say this for Florida State. If they end up splitting one of LSU and Clemson, I would prefer them to split. To lose to LSU.
Yeah.
Earlier.
Conference. Not like.
The conference part is what I'm worried about. Because Louisville is who I'm worried about in the ACC. Their schedule is an absolute joke compared to ours.
If the Seminoles end up with 3 regular season losses, how do you feel?
They're not making the playoff. They're not making the ACC championship. They're not doing anything.
Obviously. But like, how? What are you?
Well, actually, they might make the ACC championship game.
Do you think it's a failure of a season?
Yes. Well, Norvell's talking like ACC championship is the goal. Personally, me, I think that should be the minimum. You need to win the ACC this year. This is your time to win.
You want to hear Louisville's ACC schedule?
It's a joke. They don't play anyone.
Georgia Tech at home.
Win.
Boston College at home.
Win.
At NC State.
Win.
At home against Notre Dame.
That's not really ACC, but.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. At Pitt versus Duke.
They don't get a conference loss.
Versus Virginia Tech versus Virginia at Miami.
They don't play Clemson or Florida State. Tell me how that makes sense. But what do I know? But yeah, so that's why a lot of people are picking Louisville as a sleeper team because they have an easier ACC conference. They avoid FSU and Clemson, which not many teams could do that.
Why there needs to be conference realignment.
No, they got rid of divisions this year, so that's the only reason why they got rid of they don't have them. Right. Usually they'd be playing in the same division. We play them every year. But
I guess so.
But yeah, no. Florida State, if they win against LSU and lose against Clemson and win out, they will be playing Clemson again more than likely in the ACC championship game. Then the winner of that, I think, will be going to the playoff. I think a one-loss ACC team will be in the playoff.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like that's how it always works out. at least.
I mean, sometimes, but if there's, let's say, an undefeated team in SEC and a one-loss SEC team, they're going to put both of them over the...
Every time.
Well, I feel like...
Even if they play Vanderbilt and
Florida. Like, and it'll probably be like they're only one undefeated team at the end of the season, and then...
There's a chance there's two. Maybe three. You
never
know.
It'll be depend. I guess it all depends on Ohio State and Michigan, and then...
Well... Ohio State, Michigan, and Penn State. You can't ignore them.
Penn State, I don't care about. They're not, Penn State's not going to do anything.
Oh, but don't forget about USC.
Okay,
well, actually, USC is like my sleeper pick to win the championship this year. So, I mean, not a sleeper. They're obviously their top one of the top teams, and they have the returning Heisman winner. So. All right,
well, we got a second here. Let's see. San Jose State, Nevada, Stanford, at Arizona State, at Colorado, Arizona, at Notre Dame, home versus Utah, at Cal versus Washington, at Oregon versus UCLA.
That last month of the season is brutal for USC. They got four ranked teams.
That's usually how it is. It's not Oregon. And then
the Pac-12, first off, rest in peace to the Pac-12 because I'm going to miss that conference. But
Pac-12 after dark?
That's literally why I'm going to miss it because it was always the late night football. The Pac-12 always cannibalizes itself. Same with the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your four playoff teams?
As of right now?
Yeah.
I know we talked about this months ago. So Keith's about to pull up the book to see who we mentioned for him.
We'll read them.
Back in May, maybe March.
We have Mike, FSU, Georgia, USC, Penn State. Skyler, Penn State, Bama, Texas, Utah.
I want to change that.
I'm changing mine too. I said Georgia, Ohio State, Utah, and Penn State.
Who are my four again?
You had a pretty good solid four.
You had FSU.
USC, Penn State.
UGA, USC, Penn State.
I'm changing my four. We're all changing our four. All
right. Well, so now that we're closer, this was on 1/4/23 set these, okay?
We set them in January?
Yeah, this was back in January.
Just write a new date and write our new today, like... preseason ones right now.
Well, I'm doing the same format that I did this last one.
Gotcha.
And just change the date so we got
so we can see our progress.
4/23/24.
I'm gonna pull up Texas's schedule.
I can do that too. Oh yeah, you pull that up. Today is the 21st. I can't believe we're already in August. 23. And whoever wants to go first can go first.
Go ahead, Mike.
You keeping FSU in there, Mike?
Absolutely.
Obviously, yeah, I'm adding FSU to mine, so I'm going to put them in mine too. I am keeping UGA because, yeah.
Yeah, I'm keeping Florida State and Georgia. Those are the two teams I'm keeping in.
Skyler, you didn't have either of those teams. You want either of those in there?
UGA and what was the other one?
Florida State.
No, you can keep them both out.
Okay.
Let's go USC in there.
All right, USC. I'm not having USC in mine. Mike, you had USC. Do you want to keep them or no?
No, I'm getting them out.
Okay. You could put Bama in there.
Bama for Skyler. I am not.
And then Michigan.
Michigan, I am adding.
You're adding Michigan to yours?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice. You know what? Let's keep Texas. Let's keep them.
Okay, so you got USC, Bama, Michigan, Texas.
Yeah, Texas and Alabama play early in the season, so it'll be interesting how that goes.
Okay.
You know, we can make some, we'll have new preseason or new predictions like midseason or whatever.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I mean, we'll play with it. It's just fun.
I mean, I'm just thinking along the lines of, like, TCU got there, and I don't know if TCU will be as strong as they were last year. They might still be, because the guy playing quarterback – was the starter before he got hurt, and then that's when Duke came in.
Right.
So,
who are my teams right now that I've written down?
You have FSU and Georgia right now. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, Texas is like Miami. It's like, when are they going to be back? You know? It's like...
Yeah, no, it's...
Like, TCU got to a championship... Oh, excuse me. TCU got to a championship prior than them.
Yeah.
So, and without Andy Dalton and LaDainian Tomlinson.
I'm sitting here looking at yours right now, Skyler. You got USC, who is sixth in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
This is AP, by the way, I'm going with. Alabama's 4, Michigan is 2, and Texas is 11. So you got a nice little variety there. You're not just picking the top four, which is nice.
What is the top four?
Georgia, Michigan, Ohio State, Bama.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Which could easily happen because it happened last year. No, actually, not Alabama, not make it last year. That was three of the four.
That's why they're in this year, because of the vengeance.
17. Come on. You got two you got to pick. I got one I got to pick, and I'm sitting here flipping a coin in my head.
I'm flipping between four teams right now.
Well, so he still has to pick his other two?
Yeah, FSU and Georgia. That's all he has right now.
Oh, my goodness.
I have FSU, Georgia, Michigan, and...
So you do want you have FSU in the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm just going to say Penn State so I can pick something before he does.
I'm going Ohio State to get revenge on Michigan.
And that's why I don't have Ohio State, is because I have Michigan. So
well, that's why I think Alabama's in, because they, you know, it's like a bounce back year for them.
So are you saying Georgia? You saying Michigan and Penn State are both making it? Keith?
Yeah, why not?
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. All
right, so I got Ohio State, Georgia, Florida State. I'm going to go Washington.
Oh,
change it up. Give me Michael Penix.
Junior.
Phoenix.
Yeah, Michael Penix Jr. Those are my final four. Let's just... Wow. God, I'm probably going to regret Washington, but...
We'll plug it in again maybe halfway through the season. And
yeah, just check our progress.
Well, honestly, Florida State will know after September how they're looking.
We'll probably know a lot for all of our teams, honestly.
Well, Michigan, yeah. They have no one in the first month, but...
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they lose, then they're out.
They literally will not lose the first month. if they lose a game in the first four, they will be...
It's college football, baby. They lost to App State once.
That was...
Many moons ago.
2007. Yeah. Best college football season ever.
All right, let's put a bow on this episode. So, real quick, the Jumbo Shrimp have started the second half, stronger than the previous half. They are 25-20 right now. Still have a negative run differential. Run differential. My goodness, I can't even speak right now.
What does that do for their playoff positioning?
They are 1, 2, 3, 4, fifth right now in the IL East. It looks like the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs are running away with the division. But Durham is right there, and Worcester's right actually behind them. So they're close enough. They're 3.5 out, but Lehigh Valley is 7-3 in their last 10. Moving on real quick. I wanted to mention, let's see, Angie's. I know this came out right after our last episode, but Angie Subs is moving to but adding a store in the airport, and I just thought that was really cool to see.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That happen. They're a good place. If you haven't been there, check them out. It's not just about the Peruvian sauce. They have good subs.
It's mainly about the Peruvian sauce.
It's about the sweet tea, man. The sweet tea is divine. And those brownies that are like half of a baking sheet. Those are huge.
You know, it's funny. I went to Angie's Subs and saw Gardner Minshew there the day he was traded. I didn't know he had got traded at that moment, so I didn't go up to him. But I should have said something, because like I had no idea he got traded. I left Angie's, went back to work, and then everyone was talking about, oh, Gardner Minshew got traded. And I was like, I just freaking saw him.
He was getting his last sub.
His last Angie's sub.
Oh, my goodness. Well, the last thing I wanted to say is Winn-Dixie has been bought out by Aldi. Now, Aldi is buying Winn-Dixie, not Kroger, which some people said too. I don't know why, but that is not the case. Okay, yeah. So Winn-Dixie has been a part of Southeastern Grocers, which is a company that is based in Jacksonville. Their corporate offices are in Jacksonville. I wanted to ask you guys to name me some companies that are based in Jacksonville. Because I think we've looked over a few over the years because they've come and gone. Steinmart, RIP, is no longer here, but they were based here. Now Southeastern Grocers is most likely going away. They were based here. I want to see if you guys can name some. So, Mike, I'm going to turn my screen a little bit so you can't see. I've got a list here. I want you guys to start throwing some out and get off your phones, because I feel like that's cheating.
Oh, I was sending a text, but yeah.
Mike has a big one that he should know immediately.
Fanatics.
Okay, well, yes, yeah, that is correct, that's true. That's not the one I was thinking.
Firehouse.
Bono's.
Okay, yes, them too. Bono's, I guess.
Metro Diner.
They're not big enough. Metro Diner is not.
Gate Petroleum.
Metro Diner is headquartered in Tampa, Florida.
I thought they started here, though.
They started, but they are not headquartered here.
Oh, so you want headquarters, not founded.
Okay. Headquartered here. Headquartered here.
Gate Petroleum.
FBI.
Yes. No.
Is that the big one that you're
talking? No, the big one is literally, I don't know how you haven't said it yet. And I'm not talking like the Jaguars.
Give me a hint.
That's stupid. I the only hint I can give is would give it away.
Is it a grocery store?
No.
No, hang on.
Is it a gas station?
No.
Is it food?
No.
Is it a person?
No.
Is it Limp Bizkit?
No.
Ticket to the Matthews Bridge.
Why am I blanking?
One food though that you guys probably wouldn't name is.
Are you gonna say Florida Blue?
Yes.
That's oh. That's.
It is.
I mean, it's it is, and it's. Whatever.
It's headquartered here.
There's like a Blue Cross in every state, though.
Yeah, but the Florida Blue.
But the
Blue,
Florida Blue headquarters.
Florida. It's the entire state. It's big.
I remember we've had customers come up from like Miami to Jacksonville to complain to headquarters. Yeah, I believe that.
So you said Firehouse. There's another restaurant I wanted you to add, and the other food one that's listed on this is just Wikipedia.
Burger
so
King.
You could be wrong.
Mm.
No.
Burger King's from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
They're not headquartered in Jacksonville. They're headquartered in Miami.
That's so lame. I agree. That,
Bubba
that,
Burger.
The first two were founded here.
Bubba Burger? What about
technically, Burger King wasn't founded here. They just opened the first actual Burger King here. It was something else in Miami first.
What's the Sea Market? The Sea Fresh Seafood?
Not them, but they might
be. Sea Best.
Yeah.
Sea Best, yeah.
They might be, but they're not big enough to be on
ViStar. Here. Well, that's not big enough.
I mean, yeah, they're on here. ViStar's big enough. Hmm. The other food one is Larry's Giant Subs.
Oh yeah, my mom knew Larry, I guess, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
At some point,
the Rakes family. They're all over. It's Mitch and Larry. Yeah,
Larry. Firehouse got bought out, didn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes, they still have the headquarters here as of now.
Well, I mean, I don't think the headquarters are moving from Winn-Dixie, are they? They're just rebranding, or Aldi's keeping Winn-Dixie stores. The name.
Yeah, but I mean, they might. I mean, I didn't say they were or not. I just don't know if they are.
I went to high school with some Sorensons.
Hmm.
Don't remember the dad's name, but the kids were ND and. Oh, this is embarrassing that I don't remember. But
it's okay.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Give me the big one that's right on the river that we can see when you drive by.
Hooters.
Rest
doesn't
in peace.
Exist anymore.
Hooters doesn't exist?
Not on the river, no.
Wait, what about the one like in Mansion?
That's Goodby's Creek. That's not a river.
Oh,
that's a creek.
Okay, sorry.
The big one that we drive by on the Acosta.
Caps.
No.
Why am I blinking? Oh, CSX.
Yep, CSX.
I applied to them. They never responded to me, assholes.
A couple of other things I'll just name just because, you know, we're short on time. Crowley.
Oh, yeah.
Shipping one.
Yeah. Lubies.
Fidelity National Financial is actually headquartered here. The three Fortune 500 companies.
Fidelity's not local or
Fidelity
headquartered?
National Financial is headquartered here.
What about Loop Pizza Grill?
No, stop. We're not talking about any more food places. FIS, they're headquartered here. They're number 474 on the Fortune 500 rank.
Man, they didn't accept my application.
Yeah. Fidelity is 353 and CSX is 231. This was as of 2013.
CSX is
so that's
what brought my poppy down. From Tennessee. Used to work up there, and then he started working on numbers down here.
You have All Elite Wrestling. It's technically headquartered here.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that'd be like the saying the Jacksonville.
Yeah,
Daly's.
JA, of course, you know, classic, but no.
No, Shell's not. No, yeah.
Gate, you already said, which is a good one. What was the other one I wanted to name before we... Oh, Sally Corporation, just because that's a cool one. They do like amusement park rides and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's right up the road from here. It's really cool.
Sally's Dark Rides or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And Swisher.
Mm, yeah.
Swisher Sweets.
And, I mean, Miller Electric's getting big, right?
Miller is getting bigger. Yes, they are. Oh, and Web.com, too. But that's St. Augustine, but it's close enough.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's that.
Everbank?
They had TIA, but since they got bought out, you know, I don't know where they are now, but... Anyway, that's all we've got. I do want to say, right before we go, Nerdy Nuts is still a partner with us. They just released their flavors. Banana Cream Pie. Avalanche, which is one of their signature ones. That's going to have white chocolate, marshmallow fluff, caramel, crispy rice cereal. Goodness gracious, I cannot speak. It's time to end this. Cake Pop and Nut Roll. With that being said, 92 episodes down, hopefully a million more to go. I am Keith Manzi, And we are signing off for this lovely episode of Dimes on Duval. And we'll catch you next time.
I love you, Trevor Lawrence.
No, I'm going to end every... Well, I'm going to end this episode with a lock if you are a degenerate.
Betting lock. Go for it.
Oklahoma State over 6.5 wins.
Ooh.
There we go.
Mike's lock of the week.